These ladies, one of the best young country duos, Presley and Taylor, coming to Central Iowa Fair, Marshalltown, July 15th, 9 o'clock.
That's right. And they're on the phone with us right now. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Good morning. You guys are so sweet. Thank you.
Oh, well, you know, we're pretty happy to be talking to you guys this morning and very happy that you're going to come and play a free concert for our listeners coming up on July 15th at 9 p.m. at Central Iowa Fairgrounds. I'm super excited about this.
We can't wait. We are so excited to get out to Iowa and to share our new music with everyone.
Yeah, we've been getting a whole set ready for you guys, and it's just going to be such a fun night, and we can't wait to see everybody.
So let me ask you a question. When you guys were coming up, who was your artist growing up? Who did you listen to when you were coming up?
I mean, it varies. We grew up, you know, on Alan Jackson, Randy Travis, all them, Presley, you name a few, Miranda Lambert.
Yeah, I mean, Tammy Wynette for me was one of my biggest inspirations, but like, we just grew up on that real classic sound, especially because our family is, they kind of raised us on that. So that's what we've been listening to our whole lives, and that's kind of what we're emulating in our own music, especially this new album that we're working on.
Well, I'd say that's pretty evident. Anybody who's listened to your songs knows that there's a little bit of a throwback sound going there, and it really works for your blend of voices, and obviously showing off your influences there.
Yeah, it's definitely that throwback sound, but like, we like to keep the concepts and the lyrics and everything really modern. I think you can see that in this phone too, especially.
Yeah, speaking of the phone that we're playing here on Kix 101.1, it's your fifth single. Tell us how that came about.
Well, that is one that Presley and I wrote together, and we're just so proud of it and so happy that you guys are playing it. Thank you. And we're just happy that it's getting around. I mean, it's one that we wrote together, so it's very special.
Yeah, it is really special, and some exciting news for you guys. You're actually like the first ones to hear this, but we actually debuted on Billboard this week too, so we have to, that's just awesome, and we have to thank you guys for playing the song, and to all your listeners too who love it.
Yeah, well, that is very exciting news to be charting on the Billboard chart. Now, you're doing great on Music Row, which is, you know, we're a Music Row station, but we're happy to help with playing music that's good, and I love talking to people who write the songs. I love that that song was written by you two together. So do you write independently? Like, sometimes one of you will come up with a song and the other one's like, that's pretty good? Or how does that work?
We're like best friends, so we're together all the time. So we usually do like all of our songwriting together.
Yeah, sometimes we'll come to each other with different ideas and like, you won't really know where to go with it, but then the other one is so helpful because like, Taylor will be like, oh, like, you can do this with it, or what about this? And it's just a fun creative process that we really take on together.
Out of all the people on stage you've worked with, maybe, have you ever been starstruck?
Oh my gosh, yes. Too many times.
Go ahead. Drop a couple names.
Yeah, come on. Dazzle us.
Well, we actually opened for Martina McBride. That was a huge
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she let us come back on her bus with her, and she was just so sweet and just like gave us really great advice, and we just love her. And then, yeah, and actually, more recently, we just got out of the studio with Pam Tillis. She's actually going to be on one of our songs on our new album. And she is just such a sweetheart. I was starstruck when I met her, but now she's just like such a good friend and like such a great mentor. She actually invited us to backstage at the Opry with her to sing that song on the Opry. So that was an absolute dream come true. And we just love her. She's just amazing.
That's great. Yeah. So you got to perform with her and record with her. That has got to be such a thrill to get to work with somebody who has been influential to you.
Oh, such an amazing experience. And just to see like her creative process, especially in the studio, and then be able to be on stage with her, like you said, it's just like, it's surreal. It really is. Like, it was just the most amazing thing to watch and be a part of.
That is awesome. I have one more question. I have done a little singing with my sister and my mom when I was younger. Have you guys always enjoyed singing together? You said you're best friends now. Was that somebody else's idea, or did it just happen? You just couldn't help yourselves?
Oh, it just happened. I think there's no other way that we would be singing, like, yeah, if it wasn't together.
Yeah, we've done everything together. We're only 2 years apart, so like, basically our whole lives, we've gone to school together. We always played sports together. we're always together. So singing was just kind of an extension of that. And like Taylor said, I couldn't see it any other way for us.
All right. Very cool. Thanks, ladies.